Interesting. So Tawana has raised her hand. So Tawana, we'll go with you first and then Kong. So Tawana, if you unmute, go
Okay.
right ahead. All
All
right.
right. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you just fine. Thank you.
All right. Okay, great. I live in California, as does Steve, do Stephen and Sarah. I'm not sure who else, but I'm concerned about the decline of California as both economically and as the quality of life here. Do you have any comments on that? I'm also concerned about, our housing price and that sort of thing from the selfish standpoint. So, anyway.
Okay, well, there's three parts to your question. One, about, the overall milieu of California. And we would tell you California actually still is your best bet in this nation as representing a stable forward moving force. As far as the economics, of course, what you're talking about is all the layoffs by Silicon Valley. And the vast amount of income loss that those people are experiencing because of it. To the degree to which people are, you can worry about your housing prices, many of your housing prices are already inflated 10 times what you paid for them in many cases. So to that effect, we say to people, get your mind out of the economics of capitalist fraud. And when we say capitalist fraud, we mean that tendency of capitalism to inflate the notions of what something's worth as opposed to its real value. Well, what its real value is you have a working house in a wonderful environment, and it functions to serve and protect you in a community that is very worthwhile. That's its real value. And the fact that those are the things, if people could reassess their values rather than looking at real estate charts and that inflationary quality through speculation that happens, then things would come down to earth in a much more rational and realistic way anyway. Where California really does have some problems is it's pricing itself out of having people to work for it. Because so many of you Californians are actually retirees already, so you're not going to go get a job. And for those people who are younger, they can't afford to live here. And yet you need your services and all of that kind of thing. So we would tell you that you can have your worries about it, but really distill down. And this is when we talked about the attitude of pragmatist. What is You can either slide over to the negative pole of realist, excuse me, the negative pole of idealist, which is that naive, rosy, this is how it should be, or slide over to the positive pole of realist and say, objectively, what is still being served? And your house is fine. Everybody's house is fine in California. You guys aren't facing really any kind of real devastation. But the mental milieu of it, where people have all the market worries, that's a lot of collective Maya that people that using the positive pole of realists can help you say, wait a minute, a lot of this is ideological imposition of what something should be instead of what really is. So it's that reassessment of things that we would offer you, Tawana. But in a real sense, the worst part that we can say is, yeah, people are having a difficult time affording to live there. And in many ways, interesting enough, if housing prices were to come down, that would actually be beneficial for a sustained workforce.
Okay, well, but the movement of companies out of the area is something that I worry about, and also the mega owners who have the billions. And also, my last part of the question is about the oil drilling and going into the natural resources of California to support the current administration?
Well, you actually just commented on what is going to happen, rather than, we don't have anything to add to that. Yeah, that's going to happen. As long as this administration continues to be in power, it's going to be invasive. It's going to do that. The good news is that a lot of California institutions will really react and fight a lot of it. But yeah, it's going to happen. And then as far as billionaires moving their companies, the grand humor of it is that there are actually many of them are cutting their own throats, because much of the even if the talent much of the talent pool supposedly moves with them, the fact that they're looking to replace a lot of workers with AI, it's going to just booby trap them terribly. And when that happens, their big racket that we call the stock market will start collapsing on itself. And that, for a lot of you on the bottom, will have interesting repercussions, because many of you have been ensnared into their game there. And that's why I've been saying for the last few years, pull back as much of your money as you can. But many of you are saying, but I got to stay in it because that's where my retirement is, or that's where keep our hedge against inflation. That's what you've been trained to believe, and so you'll participate. And there comes a point where you have to say, that's all right, we'll take it out in silver coins, we'll dig a hole in the backyard, and we'll sit on it. And
Okay,
that
thank you.
is as silly and as regressive as that may sound, that's actually where it's approaching. Because you can't have this kind of huge gulf, because that's what income gap gulfs really are, is they are gulfs in imagination. The number of
Okay.
people who, yeah. So, all right. Thank you, Tuana. Kong, you were next, then Jillian, then Russ.
Yeah, I will ask a very different question. Actually, I want to ask about the show Heated Rivalry. I don't know if you've heard of that show. It actually become really popular over the past few months. I think the reason why I ask is you mentioned Manosphere and mentioned the how sexuality has been suppressed over the years and people are awakening. I want to know how this show actually play into the grand scheme of things, because the surprise popularity of the show make me feel like something is changing in the wind. So I'm curious what Michael see that's changing, and what does this show represent?
And it's called Hidden Rivalry, is that correct?
Heated Rivalry.
Huh. Well, we could tell you it's not anything that the channel's familiar with. But if it's good free porn, maybe you should check it out. And of course, we're being heated rivalry. Thank you, Tim. In any case, so we take it by the title, that some of the subtext of how this so-called, and it is a it is it a reality show, a reality
No,
TV, is
it's just a short TV show based on a romance novel.
Well, since we don't know it, we can't really comment on it directly. But we can say at least this: to the degree to which human beings come to terms with their own sexual desires, number one. Number two, understand that human beings are much more prone, even as aware old souls, to still having sexual needs. And as people do get older, those sexual needs morph into usually some kind of physical contact of mutual comfort, not necessarily intercourse or that sort of thing. But in younger people's lives, and what culture has based itself on, is so much of everything has been based on selling sex or sexiness, perhaps. that is going, and what then the of course what we mentioned about, the Epstein files and like that, is what has really been in suppression, is you've had the extreme dichotomy, hypocrisy, and so forth of, the Christian right being, condemning sexuality, particularly women's sexuality, all over the place, and yet having their male counterparts be the main consumers of pornography. And then, of course, the upper echelon of conservatives supposedly rallying across, preaching morality while having these cabals, of massive sexual deviance that, by the way, are really an expression of the epitome of the negative pole of young soul, where everything is an object of acquisition. And of course, much of the first three, in the first 50,000 years of what this species has engaged, has inherited that, sexuality has been a commodity to a great extent. And now it's at its epitome for it to be challenged, but it had to be exposed first. Again, the heated rivalry we can't address directly, but those are some of the trends about sexuality and so forth. On personal levels, we hope all of you get boyfriends or girlfriends. Because having that camaraderie, having that physical connection and so forth, and then getting through what we said on that Margaret Atwood quote, for men or the masculine side of women, get over your buttons, your hot buttons about being rejected, and start addressing the deeper issues about the fear of being harmed. Those are legitimate. Or as Karen says, or get a dog. We believe, Karen, you have cats, so we realize that yes, get a dog is better than cats, we would say, and we realize we've just caused a controversy with all our cat people. So in any case, a little humor there. Did that answer anything, Kong, in regards to some of your query?
I think so, part of it. But I'm more curious about the fact that it's so popular among female audience. I think that speaks something. I cannot clearly, articulate what it is, so I'm hoping, maybe Michael can look into a little bit of
Well, we can
that.
tell you this: the word rivalry is should tell should be like a hand wave about young soul competitiveness. So the fact that that's in there, and that's part of the thematic quality of it, and the part that it's set in the milieu, it's set in the circumstance of two people competing, for a prize. And that almost generative sexuality that it's trying to portray in there, it's a way that for a lot of females, it becomes a simple way of getting turned on, of having an outlet. So anyway, that would be our last thing we would say about that.
Yeah. Thank you, Michael.
Certainly. All right, Jillian, you're up next.
I have a lot of concerns about ICE and Stephen Miller and all of this manufactured system of dealing with people of color, Hispanic people who are normally in the fields and have been they've been victimized. And I look at the that our agriculture is falling apart partially because we have made it unsafe for the people who work in those fields to work in those fields, and we
Right.
have made it such that our farms are collapsing partially because we Doge whatever stopped our USAID programs that bought up the the food that was grown and used it to serve, to feed people who would otherwise starve. And it just feels like there's a system now in place that makes it harder and harder and harder for people who have been central to our society to be safe. And I am wondering if there are ways we can turn it around, and or do you see Stephen Miller specifically, but others who have been working through, Project 2025 or whatever, is there a way to turn this around? And secondarily, do you see us having safe elections?
Safe. Oh, we see an arm. Another one. Oh, must be a person there. In any case, safe elections. They are growing. It's growing more and more tenuous. They're trying to put the apparatus in place to intercede. And yet they know enough through their own tracking that if they do that, they're going to trigger their own revolution. So that we're answering first. We said earlier that if you want to turn this revolution on its head, is all the, what we call the traditional wives need to turn against their support of this, and many of the the MAGA folks need to turn against this, because then the rot that's already in there will collapse in on itself. There's a lot of Even within the ICE community, there's a lot of those people who are not fanatical. They just feel desperate, and the money that they're being bribed with, which is one of the ways to get the false loyalty vis-a-vis obedience through cash, mercenary, in other words, which is the negative pole expression of a warrior. No principle, just payout, piracy. Anyway, as far as you guys and what you're doing, using the courts at every front to go at Donald Trump with his favorite mechanism, and even then, the Supreme Court, as lenient as they are in his direction, are also doing some internal wavering. And as that happens, then it keeps that variability that we talked about in the energy still up. The things are well in play that are not settled by any stretch. The main thing is that the more, forgive us for sounding somewhat pejorative, the more that you can talk a Republican female out of being a Republican female, the better and the faster this is all going to go. Because they're the ones, in a lot of ways, ironically, those masculine energied females who are, young and baby souls. They're the ones. But also a good number of mature souls who still think that they are, defending the American dream. And because for them, their privilege has put them in that position, and that's the narrow blinders that they see. But in terms of your predictions and how you just described circumstances, Jillian, we'd say yes, that's absolutely correct. And all of those things have to play out. We will tell you that we do think that you guys are going to continue to see, and we don't mean just the left or liberals or even Democrats. We mean those of you who are the active uplifts and who are trying to build things. You are not allowing yourselves, and you are also gathering into groups other people who are keeping the cement that they would like to pour on everything to solidify it down from hardening, from sticking, using a metaphor. So you guys are on the right track, doing the right thing, and you will continue to have some significant moments of achievement, including when TSA is comes back to the airports, and it will within about 15 to 30 days. And we just want to acknowledge that for you, because you being in submission, you really feel the opposite energy of what dominance energy is, probably more clearly than a lot of people. Also, your emotional center and the intellectual part makes your mind incredibly active. And what we want to tell, but also because you personally are in submission and you personally are so dedicated and so willing to go into the thick of the fray, you have a hard time just giving yourself moments of disconnection. Like we mentioned earlier about the intellectual center, just unplugging. We can guarantee you from day to day, you're not going to miss out on anything. But you sure could, use periods of rest or mental rest bits, if you will. Okay? All right. Because they need you. They need you out there, Jillian. You're
Oh, thank you.
a thought leader, you're a voice leader, and you're a love leader. And all of those things, are the most important things to banners to wave. Because right now the big fight on the planet is between love and hate. It's actually not even everyone in this teaching has adopted the thing. Well, everything is always fear. Now fear may be the prime ingredient, but hate is different. Because hate will kill. Fear won't. Hate will. And that is the coming to terms with something is to know when, you see killing happen, what might have to happen in reverse in order to literally preserve life, as we showed in those early cartoons. So,
Okay, thank you.
all right. Thank you, Jillian. Russ Leiser, then Tim Watts.
A couple of frustrations and then a couple of warnings. Almost everybody on the screen is should have it, but verbalizing it, I've just learned today after talking to some friends, oh, that'll be better. We'll just hold and wait until it's all over. I don't understand that mindset. The frustrations, even after being in the military and the government for so long, why can't we learn this stupid lesson? When we throw bombs at people, we just kill people. We don't change any mindsets. We don't fix anything. We just end up with dead people. And 99% of the time, it's dead guys like me, dead young men. It's absolutely frustrating. And it's spilling over, as you mentioned, Michael, earlier, into even some of my close friendships, some that were classmates with me at the Air Force Academy. They basically, I put up a couple of supportive, Democratic-oriented AOC-like commentary, and they basically said, "Go fuck yourself." And these are men that I've been with or connected to or have followed for 45 years. And all of a sudden, because of my belief system, not my honor, respect, and support of my country, or all the other stuff that it's me as an individual, none of that matters. It's just because I liked apple pie and they hate apple pie. It's super, super frustrating. A couple of the points. Stocks, Michael mentioned earlier, every March for the last 3 years, it's gone into the tank, both the S&P 500 and the market. It is going there and it's almost to the bottom. If you can control your stocks, you really need to protect yourself or get out. It's not going to be the same dump as it was a year ago, because now Trump is in power, literally in power, not in control. He's in power. He's got three countries, if you didn't know this, that we've bombed. He's got Cuba surrounded, where they don't have any electricity. I just found that out last week. How can you? I don't. And he's stopped every major renewable energy project under contract already. Two of them on the East Coast were going to be able to power over 1 million homes, and he stopped them dead. There's going to be ramifications for, so in other words, the impact on the stock market isn't going to be just a couple of weeks. Last, the scams from China and Russia are already flooding. I get 30 to 50 calls a day that my Tramp application on my phone grabs. Some 2 days last week, I got 100 random phone calls. Don't answer them if you don't recognize them. And the same with text and email. If somebody sends you an email that says, please send money to AOC, look at where that comes from because they have random scam bots that are sending you emails that go to somewhere in Eurasia or Africa. And as soon as they get your IP address, your internet protocol address, they can get into your computer.
So Russ, we just want to acknowledge something, if we can interrupt you just a moment. Feel how the energy of impatience, negative pole of impatience, and the negative pole, of dominance, are teamed up together, and you're experience that because both of those are king-oriented overleaves, and you king, like every one of your overleaves, anybody's overleaves under your own axis, you're going to have a more greater sensitivity, even if they're not your own chosen overleaves for life. But when they are, or when they're present, and you're feeling those strings pluck, like on a harp or, or what have you, and they're discordant like they are now, it will raise. Actually, what it'll do is it'll raise your stress and drop your frequency into the lower bands of the tone scale. That doesn't make you a bad person by any stretch, but what it does is it certainly makes your life feel worse, and it makes your effectiveness feel constrained. And for you, as much as we acknowledge you being in acceptance, to have these men, camaraderie for you is such a high order personal value.
Very
Such a
high.
high order personal principle. And so to be rejected by these men who you've had these mutual respects with, because you are asserting your own principles truthfully, it is very heartbreaking for you, needless to say, and we want to acknowledge that. And ladies and gentlemen, using Russ as an example, many have really tried to duck and do the, see no evil, speak no evil, hear no evil, like we talked about, and we showed you that graphic of earlier. And many of you are feeling compelled not to do that anymore. And as that happens, yes, as that happens, many of you are going to see, the sides, separate out. And those folks who are still hiding, who are still obedient to what they perceive their ideals are, but really what they are is they're obedient to their myths and think they're being obedient to, or, loyal to the country. Now, let us stop for a moment and tell you about Donald Trump as a being and what he's doing here at the essence level and not at the personality level. We are going to tell you that Donald Trump has taken on one of the most world changing existences in the history of humanity. He is going to be here for probably another 600 lives because he has created so much karma. What he involved himself with was an exchange for unqualified grandiosity, which is his personality's pay, not to mention his personality, but even for his essence, his second level Jung essence, to have all this grandiosity and all this ego indulgent and embellishment that he was more or less said guaranteed. I mean, look at how, they used to call Bill Clinton the Teflon president. Holy God. This guy is non-stick everywhere, and he has all these institutions giving him permission all over the place, right? Now, it doesn't mean it's not going to catch up with him this lifetime, but he's liable to die before he gets his comeuppance from any of you. All right. But what he is doing in this is he was one of the many people who agreed to come in and be amongst the they're not actually a cadre in the way that we use our terminology of groupings of souls, but cadre in that special elite group of leaders, of which Vladimir Putin is one, and Xi of China is one, and the person Netanyahu and the person in Saudi Arabia is one. That prince who had the journalist murdered is one. Viktor Orban is one. Bolsonaro in was one. To a lesser extent, Kim Jong-un is one, though his father, Kim Jong-il, was really much more of a key player. These persons agreed to ramp up the young soul negative pill. And by the way, Jeffrey Epstein was that, even though he was never an elected official. To ramp up this energy of such extreme ugliness, where humanity has to face all the things that it denies, pretends, or overly glosses over with, with pretty potentiality. And all that ugly is right in front of everybody right now, and a lot of people still are trying to find even a deeper hole to dig their head into. Because humorously speaking, many of you know the poetic lore of the ostrich putting its head in the sand. We can tell you that has never happened in nature. Ostriches are not that stupid. Human beings, however, have a lot of leeway because you are part of the dominant race on this planet. And if you have enough money and resources, you do have the privileged option to turn away and deny. Well, things are cooking so high to the surface that everyone has to be affected. And Donald Trump and these world leaders are co-conspiring to bring this to a surface so that once everybody is affected, nobody is going to be no longer unaffected. So to strip away a lot of these falsehoods will be ugly and it will not be pleasant. But part of the experience for him as a being is to have this payoff as an individual, an individual ego in a body, but what he is willing to pay for it, as a king, as an essence, is literally, as we said, literally a cabal of catalysts. Thank you. That's very good, Catherine. We like that, a cabal of catalysts. That he is going to have so many other lives. Now, he won't be coming back to Earth. He will be going to, some of you have heard us mention this over the years, he'll be going to Earth too. And a murder of murderers. That's also very apt, apropos there, Karen. He'll be going to Earth too, where the human race is moving to, where a lot of the infant, baby, and young souls who are leaving this planet when the mass die-off continues to happen, they'll be aggregating there at a historic level, just coming out of hunter-gatherer and into early agrarian, where they've got a fresh planet to ruin. They've got lots of natural resources to exploit, and plenty of karmic availability to carry out on one another. Now, in the modern technological realm and the incursion of, again, technology here, the ability of human souls to actually have their karmic lessons is lessening. Is lessening. So they have to go to this new playground. And Donald Trump is ensuring that he's going to be an incarnate soul for probably the next 8 to 10,000 years. So, yeah, as an essence, you could almost say he is, and this cabal of catalysts, this murder of murderers, as some of you just called them, they've plighted their troth, as it were, and they're going to pay a price. But and some of it will be here, but a lot of it will be other places. But for you guys and the ramifications that you all have to face is to face the fact of, we would say three things. Number one, human beings, the human species, Homo sapiens sapiens, are not a superior to every other life form. You are a dominant species, and you will reap the repercussions of that, both positive and negatively. That's number one. Number two, in the merger between essence and the animal, which is the body that houses human souls, there is plenty of ugly in that. And to stop just diverting that humans are good, humans are animals first, and it is up to you as essences in your decisions and in your behaviors and in your attitudes to act in a way that is loving, ethical, and good. Otherwise, you have what you see in the world, and it's a choice. And so when those illusions, those mayas are confronted, then, a lot of the pretenses that people hold can be stripped away, and you can get down to business to building an entirely new paradigm built on real truth, which includes incorporating what you might think of as the ugly parts of human nature, and not just dismissing them. And by the way, we would say one last thing, and you've heard us mention this before in many ways. The idea of evil, ladies and gentlemen, is not an external thing. It is not, there is not a Satan, there it is not supernatural, it is not from alien life forms. It is completely within the realm of the human shadow, and enabled by no perception of limits. And that's why the billionaire class is at such a, this, it really represents what power out of control is, because there's no limits and no repercussions for them. So anyway, Russ, thank you. That's a powerful question, and thank you for giving us option to vent that. Do you feel complete? Because we'll go to Tim
One
Watts.
more point,
Okay.
just to keep the ball rolling.
Yes.
Sleep. Is anybody else sleep deprived?
Most everyone. Most
Holy
everyone is.
crap. It's like, leave me alone for a while and let me just rest.
You got a floating thumbs
I
up from
know
Chelsea,
Jillian
so
feels it all the time.
yeah.
It's like, I can't even wiggle my toes enough, for Christ's sake.
Yeah. And
Thank you,
as we
Michael.
said, yeah, you're welcome. And thank you. We'll just mention that. As we said, for all of you, the grounding that we mentioned is a necessary and useful tool right now. The old joke in the hippies would be go hug a tree, right? We'll tell you that's no joke. Go walk in the grass, go lay in the dirt, go hug a tree. If you can't get that, then we'd say, go sit with your cat or your dog. That'll help. Literally let them at least assist you in recalibrating your energy. But they can't do it for you by themselves. They just can't. Because why? Because animals often Geiger or take on a lot of the vibratory discharge that you already have. So, anyway. So, but those are all steps that we would say that would be helpful, and that can help your sleep. And then the other thing we mentioned earlier was, getting away from the electronic medium as much as you can. And if you're going to read, folks, literally read tangible materials that you hold in your hand. They could be about current events, but the electronic medium, it's sitting behind the computer. This is a soul suck. It is. There's no question. So, as much as that hyperbole may be there, it is. So, thank you. Tim Watts, you're next, and then Catherine.
Hello, Michael, Consortium, Steve.
Hello, Tim. It's good to have you and good to see you. What can we do for you?
Sure. Thanks for allowing me a moment of your time in your timeless state.
Thank you for being willing to contribute. We always appreciate the insertion of your vibration into group settings, Tim. So you're very welcome, and we very much appreciate it. Please converse with us.
Thank you for that acknowledgement. Seeing the various reality streams that you're privy to that I'm not so privy to at this point, looking at the course of the next quarter, you gave us some physical actions to help to recalibrate, but are there any non-physical frequencies that might be beneficial, like a singular frequency perhaps that might help us to align or recalibrate more quickly than other frequencies?
For those of you who are musically inclined, the higher some of the higher level tones of like 452 amplitude, and by the way, you can choose what instrument you want to have them played on, because some people find certain instruments much more appealing and settling for them. But the 452 amplitude, we're not, Stephen is not musical, but it does align to, I think it's probably a high A in the scales. And regardless, choose your own best instrument. So it could be on a piano, it could be an organ, it could be a an elect even an electronic tone, a harp string, something like that. But as a passive background kind of literal frequency that will affect a vibrational reorientation without you having to use any of your intellectual center at all. That would be one of the ways to investigate. There are those of you who are who really do resonate because you have both the sensitivity to them as well as the knowledge of them, which can help to various kind of stone variations. We're talking about physical rocks or materials. So, for instance, like what you see Stephen holding up. This is a piece of fluorite, and it's infused with some pyrite. And so, for him and for us right now, we're finding that the fluorite is good for helping to keep act as a deflective shield, and the pyrite is. Thank you, Peter, on that quotation. And by the way, folks, we would say because Stephen. We're just using his limited knowledge base on frequencies and so forth. If by all means, contact Peter about tones that you find move into your space and you can feel your physical stress level declining, and the suspension of your thought patterns. None of these are going to make you stupid. They're going to make you feel better on every level. But there will be resonances for each of you, just in the way that we were just talking about the stones. Stones will be a kinetic, a tangible, resonant vibration from the frequency it puts off. It won't be something, of course, that you necessarily hear. But for some of you, like Tim, for instance, you know that you resound to copper pretty well. Many people can't do copper because it kind of spins them out of their bodies. But for some of you, maybe literally, humorously enough, just good old-fashioned iron, or pyrite in the way that Stephen was talking about this piece, works for him. Some of the lower, more denser stones that could be really useful, like hematite, is another one. These are all things that, and by the way, folks, the good news is these are all easy to find. They're inexpensive, and you don't have to really go and too far to get them. But they could be useful background materials that will help you put them. Is this the kind of answer to your questions, Tim, that you were posing?
Yes, you actually pulled the other energy out of my vibration even without the need for verbalization, because I was going to perhaps mention something about stones, but so thank you for volunteering that.
Certainly.
The other part might be maybe more apt a way to word the question. Is there maybe a collective frequency that we could focus on that might be most beneficial to us, that at least in some way might shift us into the most beneficial of the available reality options for us during this
Sure.
period?
And this will be something that we hope you all really like, and you may even be surprised, is focus on the vibration of joy, but the joy that the French call joie de vivre, the joy of living life, and make it the simple. It's like, for instance, Tim, you've got your familiar there, Celeste, who sometimes, even though she can be pesky, you still derive a tremendous amount of joie de vivre having her. And even humorously, sometimes when you're annoyed with her, right? You can have both simultaneously, like you're smiling. So we know we're telling the truth. Those kind of things are absolutely important to focus on. And notice, folks, those are higher order vibrations and even higher order emotions, but they are also stations of awareness that you say, no matter what, I'm going to cast my, you can say it this way, cast your line into fishing in that pond, no matter what you might catch. Because if you do, it'll help you then when you do have to deal with some of the mundanes here, you're still drawing from that juice. And joy does not mean that your personality or ego will become frivolous or silly. That's what cynical people tell those folks and have tried to promulgate as part of the myth of what seriousness means, is that somehow joy and or love and or even play is somehow frivolous or useless, and it's not meaningful. We say exactly the opposite. Without those experiences, without that quality of vibration, then you might as well give in into death. And none of you really want to, even those of you who find the physical plane as challenging as you do. And of course, we know, Tim, that you have had heck of a run ch feeling challenged by the physical plane. So the next thing we would just say, ladies and gentlemen, is we want you to know that you all represent potentially excellent network connections for each other. Like, for instance, as for vibrational healing workers, Tim is one we would absolutely recommend for those who would want to make that connection and investigate it. For sound, you have Peter Winchell here as well. For energy healing, even though she is both somewhat shy and somewhat restive in doing it, Lori Gilbert, another. For healing at the intellectual and emotional level, you have Jillian Elliott. So there are a number of you here who have skills and qualities. Kong is embarking on that herself, who have the ability to offer each other mutual supports and energetic bridge building that will allow each of you to feel like you are not alone. Because we will tell you that is the dominant negative pole young soul aspect of what they're calling individuality, which we're calling isolation. And that is the biggest malady that almost all of the human race is facing, are feelings of isolation. And what comes out of isolation is loneliness. So don't let yourself be lonely. Let yourself be, not just have joy, but to share joy by reaching out to others and feeling joy with them, but also even being joyous to have someone to share your sorrows with, if that's the emotions, or share your rages with, or what have you. It's that sharing that will help propel forward a higher vibration into the world. Excuse me. Did that answer your question, Tim, to some extent, or offer help with your offering?
Yes, thank you. It was, I felt it necessary recently to reshift my focus toward the things that I'm looking for rather than away from the things that I don't prefer or don't want to experience, such as, I'm trying to stop something versus trying to create something else.
Yes,
And
yes.
the need to verbalize that into the group energy, as it seems that may be beneficial for others as well. But that's
Yeah.
all I have.
Well, thank you for the contribution. Greatly appreciate it. And ladies and gentlemen, when we sent out the email, you'll notice that many of you got it, and there are other emails addresses in there. And so bye, Tawana, thank you for coming today. And so, to the degree to which all of you are open to receiving emails from one another, you might just make note in the chat and just say, by all means, connect with me. And then folks connect with each other. So, all right. So we see Catherine Schwanger, and then I'm not sure if Lori was next, and there's Terry. But anyway, go right ahead.
Thank you. First, I just want to say thank you for introducing the concept of potency for power. As one of my primary needs has always been power, and I've never fully understood it. Potency just brought all sorts of clarity to it. So now I understand. Secondly, I wanted to ask for more clarification about Earth 2. When you talk about Trump moving on to Earth 2 to complete the remainder of how many karmically induced
Oh,
lives
you're.
he's going to now have to live, along with the majority of baby, the young, and the infant souls, does that mean that the majority of the older and the mature and the old souls will stay with this particular planet, stay with Earth 1? And allow it to
Probably about.
complete a transition to a particular time.
Yeah, probably about
And
90%. So one of the reasons our teaching and our reuniting of peoples has been so important is so that many of you feel like you're not alone here. You have your entity cadre, cadence mates here. But yes, you guys will continue more along here. About 10% will go over to be the teachers, the prophets, the philosophers, the inventors, to help them shepherd along.
And is there any type of a chronology for this? Is this something that will happen next 500 years, next 50 years, where they will start transitioning over to Earth 2?
Well,
Or has it started already?
the coming the you know it's already been happening since COVID, that you've seen the exodus happening and much of the war escalation that you're seeing, and then the next rounds of both of wars of and of the coming yet to be unveiled pandemics will take a lot of the human beings and reduce the carrying capacity of or lessen, reduce the pressure on Earth and allow the carrying capacity to be closer to about 5 million, 5 billion rather than the 8 it is now. And all of those are going to be this massive exodus of, again, the remaining few infant souls, but there are still 1 million or 2 here. And then, literally 2 billion of baby souls. And then, at least 2 billion of young, and approximately 500 million of mature, and about, a couple of 100 million of old. So yeah, they'll go too.
Will there be any sort of back and forth between the two? I mean, if you are an older soul, can you split your time between Earth 2 and here, or do you make a full transition to the other one?
Okay, you mean can you have a vacation house?
Right.
Yeah, I
I'll just
say
go out doing some missionary work.
okay. Yeah, sure. Yeah, ego traveling, right? The answer we get when we're pecking around in the design quadrant of the Akashic record is probably yes. Many will choose to, because humanity as a species consciousness will still continue to evolve to expand the intellectual center. That's what the human species is here to do, just like whales are here to evolve through the emotional center, and dolphins and porpoises and so forth are here to evolve through the moving center as their focal point of consciousness. So,
And the
but
last
anyway,
comment was about
yeah.
cetaceans. I had heard that many of their consciousness has have since left Earth and moved to. I was told Earth 2. Is it the same Earth 2 that the
Yeah,
cetaceans have moved
it's
to?
yeah, a
They
number of them.
jump from the fire, from the pot into the
Only,
fire.
well, in actuality, a lot of them there, the trans species communication will happen. And so,
Okay.
in other words, whales particularly will be seen like the rankings of the wise ones.
Okay. Okay, thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. So, Peter, I see your hand raised.
Yes, it was. I just wanted to say hi because everybody else was saying hi. I don't even have a question, Steve. I was
Well,
trying to have a question, but I don't
that's
have
all
a
right.
question. I just have to tell you how much I have thoroughly enjoyed this presentation. And not only because it's the Michael Consortium talking to us with some very high-level information, but it's coming through my dear brother Steve.
Well,
And there's
thank you,
such a
Peter.
steveness to everything you do. I'm sure everyone else on the call appreciates the steveness that we all get to enjoy together.
Thank you, Peter. That's very kind and much appreciated. And we would say the Peterness in this group, because one of the things that we've seen with you at from your low point of about 3 years ago to now is your level of ebullience, your joie de vivre, your joy is emanating at an extremely high level. And so thank you for your contribution. That's why we recommended you even still as, not just a jester, but also the a troubadour, a musician, a musician healer, if you will, tonight, because you have so many different talents that you bring to bear, and many of them, in spite of your wonderful sageness, isn't even just about your verbal talents. It's literally your vibrational and energy talents. So you brought that to bear and you shared it. So it's a wonderful mirror that you offer to Steve.
Well, here's more. Here's more
Yes.
because I am so deliciously grateful and delighted by being given the opportunity, the context, the matrix, in which to go like this. Blah! Because I can't do it most days. So
Well, that
Thank you.
raises a very good point, folks, that we'd like you to take Peter's lead on, is to find places where you can go as much and as often as you can, because that's passion mode. We haven't talked much about passion mode tonight, but that is an expression of passion mode that usually only makes itself evident after you've gone down through the crucible and emerge out the other side. And Peter has gone through a great deal of his own crucible, as has Tim. And that's not to diminish any of your else's, but rather there it is to come to fully self-actualize and to fully experience it usually has to be on the other side of it, where you have transcended suffering itself, to know what it truly was, not to diminish it, never to pretend it away, but rather to have used it. John, in many ways, is coming through his own periods and coming out of and through that crucible. And John, we're offering this to you as a bit of hopeful encouragement, that your self-actualization more and more. And by self-actualization, it's more than just a mental self-awareness. You know yourself, John, really well. But self-actualization is when that potency fully comes to your disposal and you feel it. And then you can't help but spill it onto other people. So, well, thank you, Peter. Did we see somebody else having a question, or have we reached the, have we taken so much air out of the room this evening that you're all satisfied? Lori, at one point we thought we saw you had a question, and do you still? Or we see your face and you're looking like maybe, but, and if not, we're certainly not going to enforce you.
I think I
Terry,
put some hearts up. This
yes, we saw. Thank you for the floaty hearts. Those were lovely. All right. Well,
Nah,
if you
just
don't,
love you guys. I'm here to spread the love, that's all.
that's it. That's it. And that you do generously. And hey, Brad. And so we'll go to Terry and then Mike Huttinger. Terry Green first. She had her next one up, and then you, Mike. Is
Hi.
Congressperson Terry Green here? Ah, there she
Yes.
is. Okay, very good.
Oh my God. Talk about crucibles.
Yes, crucible.
I threw myself into this one. I just want to say hi. I don't really have a question. I
That's
just.
good. That's just fine. Saying hi for all of you, just coming on saying hi, that's great. You are registering your energy into this little collective. Wonderful.
Thank you.
And you're drawing some, Terry. You're drawing some energy, and you can have it.
Thank
You can
you.
draw from this collective as well. There you go. Good. We hope that tasted as good as any pina colada you've ever had.
Yes.
Ha ha ha.
Thank
All
you.
right. You bet. Mike Huttinger,
Oh,
you're up
yes.
next. Oh,
Hey,
yes.
I'm wondering about this 90% shift to the Earth too. How's it? How is that? I mean, that's probably going to happen after I'm gone. But is that go how's that going to affect like free energy and energy sources? Are us guys left going to get all the good stuff? In other words, that's really what I'm asking.
Well, that's a great way to look at it, and we certainly offer you that as an incentive, but you're going to have your levels of economic and social collapses that will then emerge new collectives that will be using a lot of the methodologies that humans already know. That the hopeful question is if humans don't forget so much, because they are allowing knowledge to be accumulated in their name, but not holding it themselves. So that's the question. And if they do hold it to themselves and keep it and work it, and not just let their machines do it for them, then the transformation of the planet in the next 2 centuries, you guys will be living Gene Roddenberry's Star Trek.
Very good.
including faster than light travel.
Wow. Okay,
Yeah,
thank you.
you bet. You bet. So, everyone, it's 7 o'clock. And we have Homo Galactus. Yes, that is one of the avenues that humans will explore. So we want to say thank you all very, very much for coming this evening. We hope more than anything we've said, you've taken a deep drink of the vibrational energy here tonight. Even though we've maybe equipped you with a few narratives and descriptions about what's going on or what's happening or how you individually might navigate some of these things. We
Hear,
hope you just
hear, 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 hear,
and
hear, yes.
just like that. All right. Well, everyone. So within the next week or so, these recordings will be up on the website for you to re-listen to if you wish. And I want to thank Susan Flo in advance because she has been the tireless contributory transcriber of these nights and has made it possible for those of you who prefer reading rather than listening to be able to do that. So, all right. All right, everyone. Well, have a good evening. Thank you so much for coming. It's been wonderful. And just keep in that joy, keep in that love. Keep allowing that vibration to spill out of your full cup. All right? Be well. Good
Bye,
night.
everybody.
Bye.
Thanks for sharing
Bye,
this.
everyone.
Thanks, Stephen.
Thank
Thanks,
you.
Michael.
Thanks.
Thank you,
Have a
Steve.
good
Thank
one.
you,
I love you.
We love
Love
you.
you. Bye.
I
love
love
to all of
you.
you.
Love you too,
Love
Peter.
everyone. Bye-bye. Be well.
Oh.
Let me see. How do I do it?
Good night, everyone.
Good
Bye
night.
bye.
Good night.